1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a virgin.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a virgin's biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go.
I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is Like a Virgin.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J.
It is Concetta and Luca on Triple J. Happy Friday. You know what we love to do on a Friday. Our passion and our thrill is to do Like a Virgin. And I'm so excited to welcome this band to the studio. Stan and Landon, good morning,
Hello, everybody.
Wakey, morning. Wakey. Wakey, wakey. That is the mood. Wake up. Stan Atlantic is here. Good, and honey... I mean, it's been 4 years since you've been in the Like a Virgin studios. How does it feel to be back?
Are you just about to interrupt me? I actually can't believe it's been 4 years. I thought it was like 2 years. COVID doesn't exist to me.
That's what I was going to say. So like this morning when we like walked in, like they've got the old posters of like all the like bands have signed. And there was one that was like 2020, Stan Atlantic. And I was like, 2020? What the hell?
Yeah. We were all just like, that's not right. Yeah. Like, we must have lied on that.
It's like, what was that year? Jeez Louise.
It does feel good to be back in a non-COVID environment. Very, very, very good. It was fun.
It's so good to have you back. It's so good. You haven't aged a day, by the way. So, just yesterday.
Yes.
It was all the way back in 2020 that you came through and gave us this incredible Like a Virgin. Covering, of course, incredible Juice WRLD's Righteous right there. How do you reflect upon that? Like you said, it was 2020. Are your memories positive or was it crazy and stressful? Or how do you feel about it looking back?
The only thing I think about is when I said hoffing instead of coughing on that. And it just kills me every time. I'm like, why? Why did I do that? What?
I think it went a lot better than we thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
I think we were so nervous back then as well. Like we'd never done anything
it.
And like, we're just like, oh my God, like we just got to get it right. And the response was like really good.
Dude, number 94 in the hottest 100 of Lab. To crack that big milestone is huge.
That was hectic. I can't believe that either. That's cool.
We've got to talk about this. Honey, there's another cover that's sort of floating around that is truly blowing up on TikTok right now.
Sign her up. Today.
This thing's doing crazy numbers, and I gotta say, it puts a little bit of fear in me because people are calling for you to leave Stan Atlantic in your wake and move on to bigger projects.
Dude, I wanna die.
Can you talk a bit more about this?
Sure. So basically, the story is we got to practice the other day. And Mickey was like, haha, there's a funny video going around where this person thinks you're going to like sing for Linkin Park. Haha, isn't that funny? Funny joke. So it only had like 200,000 views or something. It wasn't like viral, but it was like doing well. And then we were kind of like, oh, that'd be so funny. Let's just like post a little thing to be like, haha, yeah, I'm so leaving, like as if. To sing for Linkin Park. Like who's believing that? Like the band haven't said anything. Why the hell would our, why is our voice more valid? Like what? Anyway, it was a stupid Australian joke. And then it turns out that we made a huge mistake.
I think we both looked at each other like maybe like even 6 hours after, like it was reaching like combined maybe like 2 million or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just like, we have effed up. We have.
This is gonna cost me.
That is so many eyeballs on like fake news, you know, people and thinking it's real.
I think it validated because the cover that went viral was done with Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park.
Yeah, so like,
there's a video
real.
Of her doing it with, like, I guess, Mike, and it's just like, oh God.
Yeah.
I messed up. Now it's got like 15 mil or something. Oh, and I'm just like, oh no, what have we done?
Really, what have we done?
Paul, it was crazy.
We are here on Triple J Breaker with the fake news spreaders themselves.
Yeah, boy!
The disinformation makers.
Room and mill, let's get it going.
Did you guys hear that Bon and Mickey are the new breakfast team?
Congratulations, so happy for you.
Luca and Concetta joining Linkin Park. Well, after 4 long years, Stan Atlantic are in the Like a Virgin studios. You're with Concetta and Luca. And look, before we get to your cover today, you know we need an original. And you guys have been crazy today. You were literally giving us an exclusive and playing a song that's yet to be released. Is this true?
I feel a little spicy today.
Can you tell us about this song?
Yeah. I think we thought premiering it would be just a cool different way to do that because we've got like a couple singles coming out before this next album. And we were like, what's like a different way we can like premiere this on radio, which sounds like a great friggin' idea, especially like Triple J have been so good to us as well over the years, and we just like love you guys. So we were like, let's do it. Let's just send it.
And without giving too much away, like it just kind of went really well with the cover that we chose.
Yes.
Well, I feel like this is like a clue before a clue. You're like, this is a great partnership to the cover song.
Blues Clues, baby.
The mystery's unraveling. This is so exciting. This feels, I don't even know, it's literally the debut. I don't even know what it's called. Do you want to back announce it yourself or tell me the
name?
Yeah, tell
us what are you about to play?
Should we announce it? This song's called Love You Anyway.
And it's out. May
it's 9th. Out now, apparently.
May 9th or now.
Yeah.
At some point it will be out.
Yeah.
Stan Atlantic are here with us this morning on Triple J Brekkie. We are going to get a cover from them very, very soon. But right now, here they are in the studio debuting a brand new song, Love You Anyway. Take it away.
An unreleased song you just heard, Love You Anyway, their original for Like A Version this morning. And can I just say, like, big Stan, obsessed with the song. And on top of it, I loved the band, how we're all situated. It's like cocooning you, Bond. Like, I just really like that.
I walked in and I was like, oh, hang on, what am I? Why? And like, just like felt so surrounded. I was like, okay, I guess this is what I'm doing. It's sick though. It felt safe and nice. I loved it. That was fun.
And that's so exciting. It's the first taste of, like you said, your new album Was Here, which is dropping August 23. Am I even allowed to say that?
You can say that as hell.
I mean, can you talk more about what we can expect from this record?
It's hard to talk about because I don't know what to say about it because there's so much different things to expect.
Like, it sounds so cliche to be like, oh, there's something for everyone. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there really is.
Genuinely.
Like, in terms of like, not even just like our fans of like, I feel like there's something for people that like the first album. There's something for people that like the second album, third album. But then on top of that, I feel like there's like kind of really heavy songs and there's really poppy songs and there's like a almost reggae-ish song. Like, I don't know.
Dare
what
I say it's eclectic.
This is such an exciting tease. Just the word Stan Atlantic does reggae is like something that's going to sell for the album. Does full reggae.
It's lightly, full light, reggae. Light reggae. Light reggae.
Light.
We do have a Like Version cover from you coming very, very soon. Do you want to give us a little tease, a little clue perhaps? People can get their guesses going on 0439757555. Do we have a clue to titillate them?
Titillate.
Sorry about that.
Yes. Don't get distracted on titillate.
All right, listeners, titillate this. Don't you hate when people wear the most cologne?
Ooh, so we're thinking overwhelming smells. Yeah, yeah, strong mm-hmm. scents. Interesting, mm-hmm. interesting. Okay, get those texts in, 0439757555. Don't you hate when people wear the most cologne? We'll cop that cover very soon. You're on Triple J.
1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a Virgin.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a Virgin's biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go.
I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is Like a Version.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J.
It's Luca and Conchetta with you on Triple J Friday morning. Let's freaking get it. We have Stan Atlantic in. If you missed it, they did their original. They literally debuted a track that has not even been released. Love you anyway. But it is time to get to the all-important cover. So can we get the clue from you one more time for anyone who's just tuning in?
I think it was something like, don't you hate it when people wear the most cologne?
I do.
Keep your text rolling in, 0439757555. What guesses do we have? Don't you hate it when people wear the most cologne? I need to talk to you about this. Your last music video, Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. A hell of a mm-hmm. thing to wrap your eyes and your mind around, really. give us a quick description for the people who might not have seen it.
All right, I'll paint the picture for you. Me and Lindsay are getting oldered. Turning into old ladies at about 6 a.m. in the morning. We roll into the strip club at 10 a.m. We had real live strippers on our ass at 10:30 a.m.
Wow.
And we were dressed so old that it was just a very, very confusing situation
to
be in.
Did you have prosthetic? You had prosthetic. What was that like getting in all that old makeup?
Well, mine.
Bond was like, peeling all day for some reason.
It was so
and
bad.
It was like,
dude.
It felt like Lindsay was like this cool old
she
person.
Looked genuinely she looked cool. Dope.
And then Bond was like kind of cool at first. And then like midday and it was like The Walking Dead.
No, it was like, I looked peeling. Like a cat's butthole. It was so bad. And a whole day as well, I was like low key, like trying to peel it off a little bit too. Yeah. It was just like irritating me. But
there was this scene that I just remembered where like, I don't know why, but you like shove the naughty magazines in your mouth and then it must have caught onto it and she pulls it out and just goes and peels the whole cheek off and everyone's like, oh, and Bond's like, what? What happened?
I was like, I felt relieved, actually.
It's like Goldmember from Austin Powers, the peeling
yeah,
of the skin.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did the idea for the music video come from? This is very specific. Dressed up old in a strip club.
Crazy. So I like had already independently had the thought of like being old people would be funny as hell. And like, because the song's called Girls and I feel like people would expect like something sexy, yeah. But it's just like, nah. So anyway, I had that thought independently. And then when Lindsay hit me up and she was like, I will only do this if we get to see like zombie strippers or something and we're old people. And I was like, you did not just say that we are old people. Like I literally had that idea.
Yes.
And so we were just like, all right, it has to happen now. And That's what happened.
It was literally like, are you thinking what I'm thinking, B1? I think I am, me too.
Literally, yeah.
And you ended up looking like a zombie anyway.
Exactly.
What is Luca and Conchetta with you on Triple J? You are listening to Like a Version, Stant Atlantic. We have had your clue. Don't you hate it when people wear the most cologne? I think it's time for you to reveal your clue. What song are you covering for us today, Stant Atlantic?
One more, please. Post Malone.
Yes.
Oh, it's a rock. Oh,
I didn't say the song.
Yeah, what's the song?
Chemical by Post Malone, baby. Oh,
yes. Nice, nice, nice. And is there something about Post Malone's cologne wearing habits that I'm unaware of, or
no,
it's just a rhyme?
But doesn't Chemical by Post Malone sound like a cologne?
True.
Absolutely.
Why? Just thought of that then. And it rhymes. And it rhymes. And it rhymes, yeah.
Any justification you need. I mean, why this song Chemical in particular?
I think it goes back to what Mickey was saying before where the original that we decided on kind of married up conceptually, like with this song and kind of vibe wise as well. And we were just like, we love Post Malone. That album is like super cool as well. So we were just like, we could do something cool with this. And it's just a sweet little song and I love it. We all love it. And I mean, yeah, it really wasn't that deep. It was just like, cool song. Let's do it.
Cool song and matches the vibe of what we want to do. And yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible. I cannot wait to hear this. This is so exciting. Get your texts in. We want to hear your responses. 0439757555. Hit us up. We have Stant Atlantic here for a Like a Version covering Post Malone's Chemical. Take it away.
Oxytocin making it all okay. When I come back down, it doesn't feel the same. Now I'm sitting around waiting for the world to end all day. 'Cause I couldn't leave you if I tried. You break me and I break my rules. Last time was the last time too. It's fucked up, I know, but I'm still outside of the party, smoking.
Oh my days, oh my days, oh my days. Stan Atlantic here on Friday on Triple J Brekkie with Luca and Conchetta. That is their Like a Virgin covering Post Malone's Chemical. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Thank you for having us.
Did you like it?
It fits the vibe. It was and just scary. Your voice on the yelling of those lyrics, this total reinterpretation of a song.
Oh,
you
thank
can't
you.
Help but say it feels fantastic.
It feels good for it to be over now because we were nervous. It was super fun. Thank you guys for having us.
Oh, another classic. I feel like in another couple of years when we do the hottest 100 of Like a Versions again, there'll be a decent chance for that one.
It's 90, rules. Baby.
Let's go. That is the best. What a great year you've got ahead. Album coming out later this year. Bunch of touring as well. Singapore, US, Europe, bunch of places around Australia. How do you feel about all this?
Busy.
We feel under the pump right now.
We're literally flying to Thailand. We're literally flying to Thailand in about 3 hours.
So, oh my God.
So we have to run to the airport and let's wrap this up, guys. What are you doing? Come on.
Don't you know who we think we are?
We've got to get you out of here. The Like a Version is done. You've absolutely smashed it. Stan Atlantic, all the best for everything.
Thank you. Killed it.
Now get to that plane.
We're trying.
Thank you, but also please come to our Australian tour. Okay, bye.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye,
guys. Thank you.
It's Conchetta and Luca with you on Triple J. Stay with us. We're going to let you know who's doing Like a Version next week.